A call for mercy ahead of tomorrow's execution. A closer look into what happened with school complaints related to the Charlie Kirk murder. And we could get another spectacular night sky tonight. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, November 12th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The family of a death row inmate is appealing to Governor Kevin Stitt to grant clemency before tomorrow's scheduled execution. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
The Pardon and Parole Board voted 3-2 to recommend clemency for Tremaine Wood, referencing possible misconduct by prosecutors and an ineffective trial attorney struggling with substance abuse. Wood's brother, Andre, says he and his family are praying the governor will make the same decision.
We as the family just ask Governor Stitt to please look at everything that was done in this trial that shows that my brother did not receive a fair trial.
Faith and conservative leaders are also urging Stitt to stop the execution. Meanwhile, Attorney General Gettner Drummond disagrees. He says Wood is still a danger and is urging the governor to let the execution move forward as scheduled. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
In the days following the killing of political commentator Charlie Kirk, then Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters vowed to investigate educators who praised the killing. Robbie Korth reports that his administration received hundreds of complaints but took no action.
Hundreds of complaints uncovered by nonprofit news outlet The Frontier show teachers across Oklahoma were accused of celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. Walters went onto social media and told news outlets he would punish them. He even told me in September,
"We're still actively involved in those investigations as well into those districts. We've got a lot of districts that were, we got parent complaints, teacher complaints. So reaching out to the districts to get to the bottom of those issues as well."
The records show his statement was a lie. There was no follow-through. The Frontier contacted all the districts included in the complaints and reports those that responded did not receive any communications on the matter from state officials. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A specialized outreach team is helping Tulsa's most vulnerable homeless population get into stable housing. The Tulsa Day Center introduced their so-called Blue Team 3 years ago. Reporter Jenny Graham with Oklahoma Watch says these frontline workers help the most chronically unhoused people get off the streets.
They're the ones who are on the street sort of yelling to the clouds. They are, when people think about homelessness and public safety, this is the group.
About 10 to 20% of Tulsa's homeless population falls into a group known for chronic street sleeping and dealing with mental illnesses, often refusing help. Graham says the Blue Team takes a scientific approach pioneered by a renowned psychologist to help those who actively refuse assistance.
This is a group of people who don't realize they are mentally ill. If you're trying to convince someone they're sick or they're mentally ill, you're wasting your time. So we have to have a different approach to do that.
Graham reports that over a two-year period, the Blue Team worked with 43 people in Tulsa who fell into this category. Of those 43, all of them have since agreed to move into some kind of housing program, and many have sought treatment for their mental illnesses. The northern lights were visible in parts of Oklahoma Tuesday night and could be again tonight. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on the dazzling space weather event.
Despite a forecast showing visibility would mainly occur in the northern U.S., Oklahomans witnessed auroras across the state. A meteorologist for the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center says that's because the geomagnetic storm that caused the auroras was unusually strong. That kind of storm forms when charged particles from the sun connect with Earth's atmosphere. Oklahoma has another chance to see the northern lights again tonight, but the Prediction Center estimates the current geomagnetic storm will weaken in the hours after midnight. The center says to get the best view, go somewhere without artificial lights and face north. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.